Well, hey, everybody. Fresh off a plane from Germany, and the word fresh doing a very heavy lift. It's time for another episode of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Create an account, redeem the code OVERREACTION, boom, $20 off. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Chris Brockman, Rich. How are you, sir?
Hey, brother. Good to see you, man.
Good to be
seen. Welcome back.
Good to be seen.
You know, they can't all be home runs. Like, you had an awesome game at the front end and, not so awesome on the back end.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it was 21-0 Chiefs over the Dolphins at halftime, and then it was 21-14 final.
Right.
This one was 7-3 at halftime. And then all sorts of holy craziness started just breaking out.
Like, weird game.
You know, like the Patriots not having anybody back to field a punt, to a missed field goal, to the ultimate of insanity, a benching of Mac Jones leading
with 2 minutes to go.
Right. Leading to Bailey Zappi, who hadn't thrown a pass in 5 weeks, to come in
right
to try and score a touchdown to win the game. And try to fake Spike.
He went full Marino.
Full Marino, he would have thrown a touchdown pass. Right. He went full Zappy, which was thrown into triple coverage. But at any rate, let's hit it for this edition of Overreaction Monday. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Monday.
All right, Chris Brockman, have at it.
Okay, Rich, we'll get to the Pats here in a second, but I want to start off with the other biggest story. What went down in Cincinnati? The Houston Texans, Rich. Yes. They're going to win the AFC South, and CJ Stroud is going to be an MVP finalist.
Finalist for MVP.
I know you've been on a plane, so you haven't seen any of the shows today. All of the shows are talking about CJ Stroud as MVP.
He deserves MVP conversation and recognition for a quarterback of, a 5-4 team. But, a finalist for MVP, I don't believe he will be a finalist for MVP. AFC South is entirely possible because they've already beaten Jacksonville. They have a win in Jacksonville. Yep. In their back pocket from week 3, when things began to go a little higher register about, maybe CJ Stroud is, the best rookie quarterback out there. Uh-huh. Back when, Anthony Richardson was struggling to stay in games healthy.
Right.
So, yes, can the Texans win the AFC South? I totally believe that is a feasibility and not an overreaction. Being an MVP finalist, meaning there's only two other guys that would be considered MVP worthy alongside of him.
Let me give you the list. He's currently 9th on the odds list. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. He's behind Patrick Mahomes is your leader.
Right.
Lamar Jackson, his candidacy took a hit yesterday.
And by the way, it'll take another hit because they're not going to go undefeated the rest of the season.
I'm just saying it.
Right.
Can Stroud outperform these guys down the stretch here? Jalen Hurts, Tua, Joe Burrow, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Josh Allen. I say yes.
I think we're going to be in a conversation about it, but him winding up, having his name read off at the NFL honors the night before the Super Bowl, I would say that's an overreaction right now. Winning the South, if you'd stopped there, you'd have had me at hello on that one. What else you got?
Only one of the rookie has won MVP.
Yeah.
Jim Brown, 1957.
I gotcha. That's why it's a very tall order. But he's been terrific. He's been absolutely spectacular.
Speaking of the Browns, Rich, they are going to win the AFC North.
That's not an overreaction. That is not an overreaction at all. I mean, for them to go into Baltimore, which had curb stomped, boat raced, whatever you want to use as an adjective to destroying your opponent. That's what they did to the Lions and Seahawks in both of their last home games and looked to be on the road to doing it again.
Yeah.
You know, being up by
a pick six on the second play of the game.
Kyle Hamilton. I know Kevin Stefanski referred to him as he called him Wembanyama because he is so big and so long and so tall for a safety. The Ravens look to be on that path, and man, did they make some plays. They got, a big tip interception, ball bounced right in the air for a pick six. Myles Garrett did some of the rest right there, and Deshaun Watson gutted it out, man. He absolutely gutted it out for a guy that was in a walking boot needing an MRI today on this Monday. That was an impressive performance. You can't say that's an overreaction right there at all. to what they're doing. They're right in this mix. They can beat the Steelers this coming week and take care of that business as well.
Yep.
While, you know, the Ravens and Bengals beat each other up. The Browns can win this division 100%. I agree.
All right, Rich. You saw the Patriots on Sunday.
I did.
This season.
With my own two eyes.
With your own two eyes.
I saw it.
And they weren't bleeding afterwards. This season has cemented that the Patriot way was really the Brady way.
No. Wow. No. No.
It was all Tom Brady.
No, it was not all Tom Brady.
Come from on, the beginning.
Don't
from
be
Mo
so
Lewis,
disrespectful.
All the way through the end.
Don't be so
the
disrespectful. Bill
the had, Brady way.
Excuse me. Bill had the cojones to stick with him in the middle of that season.
He was better.
Bill had the cojones to stick with him after Bledsoe won the AFC Championship game coming off the bench because Brady got hurt.
In Pittsburgh, remember that?
Understood. Come on, man.
It was the Brady way.
I know it's not working out right now, and I know it's falling apart, and I know I got the sense that this is the final throes of Belichick's tenure there in New England.
What was it like talking to those guys beforehand?
No one was happy. No one was happy whatsoever. It was down and out. Everyone trying to stay positive, but it was a general sense of misery that was going on there. And then they came out and ran the ball down Indianapolis' throats,
yeah.
and they just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. But that's for another day.
Sure.
About the minutia of why things aren't working out right now, and there are many of them. But to sit here and say, you know, it was always only Brady. It was a combination of one of the great coaches in the history of our game having the perfect vessel on the field, in the locker room, somebody who is always going to take less money for, you know, the hometown discount, someone who 100% wanted to be coached hard, and Belichick's ways were soaked in by this guy. He didn't need the hug. He didn't need the constant affirmation that I believe Mac Jones does need. And Belichick is just, that's not his way to give.
Yeah, Mac Jones is broken. I mean, the clip of Bill O'Brien just ear-holing him on the sideline.
Well, I mean, again, he had two touchdown throws to two different wide tight ends in the end zone. One he overthrew in Gesicki. One he underthrew in Henry as the back-breaking interception in Frankfurt. But this is not only an overreaction, I believe disrespectful.
Disrespectful,
if I may say. Yeah,
I mean, it's been 5 years, and
no, I know. Look, it hasn't. Look,
it doesn't. It didn't help that Brady goes to Tampa and immediately wins a Super Bowl.
I know. I totally agree with you, but it just isn't working out anymore. And you can't say that Belichick had nothing to do with the 20 years of success.
I'm not saying nothing. I mean, it wasn't called the Belichick way. It was called the Patriot way.
Which means it was a combination of both.
It was really the Brady way.
I'll just call this an overreaction. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. What else?
Rich, did you see what went on in Arizona yesterday?
I did.
Kyler Murray's back.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, baby. Running around.
And that run on third and long.
Oh, my goodness.
Where he ran for like 40
75
yards.
75 yards or something like on that. The play.
Yeah, right.
Kyler Murray is going to finish this season with a winning record.
I agree. I don't think that's an overreaction. I don't think it is. And here's the thing about what I was really impressed with and by was after the game, the interception that he threw when they had the lead and they could have marched down and made it a 2-score lead, built on it, gotten some more momentum.
Yep.
And he threw an interception that let Atlanta have wind in its sails. And Atlanta used that to not only get back in the game, but eventually take the lead.
Yep.
Murray, after the game, said, "My bad. That was my fault." And that's the stuff
that's growth.
You just did not hear from Kyler Murray. That was part of the concern about Murray's game, is that the finger was always pointed away from him and not towards him more often. I'm not saying he never did that.
Right.
But I didn't see the bad body language coming off the field. And I didn't see at the podium afterwards some sort of lack of responsibility taking. So I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I this is a fascinating turn of events in this season. I thought for sure we were talking about it all.
I know.
Spring and summer long, that if they had one win by the second week of November and he's ready to come back, it'll be just like, well, thanks for the memories, man.
Yeah.
But instead he's back and so is James Conner and they win. And they're going to Houston next week. That's a dynamite game.
That's a huge game.
I know.
Yeah. And he did it when Call of Duty was released this week.
I know.
Man, all the things coming together. I mean,
I can't wait to talk further about this on our show on Tuesday.
Unreal.
Right.
Unreal.
But yeah, I don't think that's an overreaction right there.
All right, Rich, on the other side of this game.
Yeah, sure.
Falcons lose another one. That's three straight.
Bijan got the ball.
Bijan did get the ball.
Yeah.
He did get the ball a lot. 23 touches over 100 yards, finally got in the end zone. Yeah. But third straight loss. Arthur Smith officially on the hot seat.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
You didn't see the fire Arthur Smith hashtags trending?
I saw what those are. Really, there's only one guy, and he's sitting in his house somewhere right now. I can't imagine Arthur Blank is thinking that he's not going to stick with this program right here. You know, the problem
Desmond
is
Ritter gets in the game. Know,
the problem is it's now revolving quarterbacks because Heinicke got hurt.
Yep.
Ritter, by the way, had a nice finish.
Touchdown run.
You know what I'm saying? Nice finish.
But Rich, you know what they say when you got two quarterbacks.
You have none. I understand. Look, I just don't get that sense right now that he's officially on the hot seat right now.
Bye week right now?
But this is a division that can be won.
Okay.
And I don't believe he's on the hot seat that Arthur Smith is going to get bounced if they don't win the division this year. I just find that still a little bit rash for a team that needs to just have some of their plans take a little bit more root, I think, unless, you know, something goes completely haywire at the end of the season.
Yeah, they're 4-6. Like I said, lost three straight. They're a half game back of the Saints. No one's running away with it, so that's kind of helping a little bit.
I know that. And, the Bucs finally broke their losing streak.
Yep.
The Saints had a winnable game on the road, and
they got
Derek Carr gets hurt.
Yeah.
They got dobsed. Is there any Dobbs left in there? Okay, all right. I smell an overreaction coming up.
Hold on.
Still to come, we're at halftime of this edition of Overreaction Monday, the podcast. I am back here in the Rich Eisen Show studio to record this. And as always, this show is brought to you by our friends at Game Time, that knows exactly how frustrating it is to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to see. But with Game Time, you'll never have to worry about buying tickets to your next event, because it's fast and it's easy, and it's a great way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. We know exactly what we're talking about, because every single human on the Rich Eisen Show staff has a Game Time account. It was so easy to download the app. It was so easy to find tickets in our area, hockey games, football games, so many different concerts in the area and out of state, even from where we are in Southern California. We've all used it. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. You download the Game Time app, create the account, use the code Overreaction. You get $20 off your first purchase. I can't believe TJ actually didn't utilize that.
Signed up.
Is that why he asked me for $20 the other day?
He wants it back, wants to be made whole.
Yeah. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create your account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION, two R's in Overreaction, for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Chris, second half.
Second half. Here we go, Rich. I know it was on the schedule, but did they play that game in Jacksonville yesterday? Was it?
I know,
did
man.
Did it happen?
Boy, did San Francisco come out and kicked him in the teeth right from the get-go.
Man,
goes to show you, when Debo's back and Trent Williams is back and Kittle's going and Ayuk's going and McCaffrey's going and Juszczyk is going.
They got a lot of goings.
And my boy Brock Purdy's going.
They got a lot of goings. Right.
What do you got?
I expected more of Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, not elite. Jaguars, pretenders this year.
That is such a complete overreaction. You can't even keep a straight face right now.
I can't keep a straight face. It's tough. The hair is great. He looks perfect. He's chiseled from stone. What is it, 9 touchdowns?
Dude, he had a great game against the Bills in London, pal.
Was terrible yesterday.
He had a great game, and that game in New Orleans. With a bum knee, short week on the road, that was tough.
He should have taken a bigger leap by now.
Pittsburgh?
Bigger leap.
They're 6-3.
Bigger leap by now. Jaguars, pretenders.
They're 6-3.
Who have they beaten?
Oh, my God. Who have they beaten? Another 6-3 team in Pittsburgh. A team that was over 500 before Derek Carr got hurt on the road in the Saints. Short week on the road. The Buffalo Bills, he beat them, okay? And I know that, and they swept the Colts, a team that's 5-5 and thinks they have a shot at the division two now after they beat the Patriots in Germany.
Look, this was your overreaction from last week. Who have they beaten?
Well, no. My overreaction from last week would be, yes, who have they really beaten would be an overreaction on this program.
No,
and you have, for the second straight podcast, gone and actually delivered the overreaction I predicted we would be having.
The Bills are missing the playoffs. That was last week's podcast prediction.
At the end, I said we'd be overreacting. Yeah, but who have the Jaguars really beaten? They would be in this category as well.
They got smoked.
I just told you. They got smoked.
They got smoked so bad, the Niners ran some Bush League play at the end to try to get McCaffrey a touchdown.
That was
four
rough.
Straight plays with Sam Darnold at quarterback.
I know that. I couldn't believe they brought him back in. I actually might have needed that to win my fantasy week.
Oh, goodness. Look
but
at
any
you.
Rate, this is an overreaction. What else do you have, sir? I will dispatch it. I told you last week
Jaguars.
You would have an overreaction just like this right now.
Get out of
Thank you
here.
For delivering it two straight weeks in a row.
Get out of here.
What else?
Rich, did you hear the report on Sunday Night Football last night about Aaron Rodgers?
That he's mid-December, coming back mid-December.
If Rodgers comes back in mid-December, he's going to win Comeback Player of the Year.
That's ridiculous. Get out of here.
Why else is he coming back? If he's coming back, he's going to play, and he's going to be elite.
Excuse me. He should win it just for the mere fact that he did come back from an Achilles injury from snap five and makes it back by week 15, week one, five. You know what I mean? Like, that would be such an incredible medical modern marvel that it
he
would deserve
four games. The Jets win them all. He's comeback player of the year.
That's entirely possible. I mean, who else do we got out there?
He could honestly be playing right now on one leg and be better than Zach Wilson.
I mean, don't forget it. If Kyler Murray puts Arizona in playoff contention, right? Wins them all out and they go 9-8.
Let me write that down for next week.
I don't know. In all seriousness, though, I mean, the Jets have the Bills next. Then they got the Dolphins on Black Friday. And then, you know, I don't even know if he might be physically ready to come back, but why the hell would he do it if the Jets aren't quote unquote alive? Jets might be 4-8, you know? So I don't know. I wish him good luck. He looks great. You know, he's moving around great. I love that he's around the team. I think it's awesome in that respect. But if he does come back mid-December, just merely coming back, suiting up and playing like himself,
so
would merit that.
Is that home versus Houston or is that at Miami?
And by the way, the entire season for the Jets, we were talking about how the first 6 weeks was the gauntlet, right? Mm-hmm. And they go 3-3 there. And then we're like, well, the schedule softens up towards the end. How does that look right now with Houston? How does that look right now with Cleveland?
Right.
How does that look right now with Washington?
Even Washington is
balling. Bud. I mean, seriously, against Miami, too. Everyone thought, you know, we'll see what Tua looks like if he could stay healthy.
Nice week 18 cupcake. But
at New England. Right. Come on, man. So what else you got over there?
All right,
what
Rich. Else? All right, Rich. Uh-huh. This team is no cupcake. They came out here yesterday on the weight of Dan Campbell's brass balls.
Nice.
They took a win. The Lions are going to be the one seed in the NFC.
Oh, that's an overreaction right now. That's an overreaction.
We
right
know
now.
What the Eagles' schedule is.
I get you. Don't sleep on the Cowboys either. That could be for the one seed too, pal. If the Cowboys look the way that they just looked against the Giants, and I know they're the Giants.
Well, that's a high school team.
Hey, pal, you still got to beat the teams in front of you, and the Dallas Cowboys eviscerated them. And then while the Eagles go ahead and take on the Chiefs, the Dallas Cowboys next game is at Carolina. And then when the Philadelphia Eagles end up taking on San Francisco, you know, they end up taking on Washington and Seattle.
Yeah,
you know,
the Lions will be before there's Philadelphia still a game ahead in the loss column of Dallas. And even if the Eagles do drop the next 2 weeks.
Dallas is up there. San Francisco's up there in the running. For us to sit here right now and say the Lions are 100% going to be the one
seed.
They're
the best team.
I mean, you take a look at their schedule moving forward. Right now, they get a two seed. They got to get past Philadelphia, so that's entirely possible.
Philly could drop the next 2 weeks.
I guess they got home games against Chicago and then Green Bay, and then they're at New Orleans. There's a ton of winnable games for them.
Dome games.
I'm not going to say they're not going to be the one seed, but for us to sit here right now and say it definitively, I think is an overreaction. And you know how much I love the Lions, too.
I'm trying to make bold statements, Rich. Bold
what else?
Statements. Okay, speaking of bold, last week, I told you Josh Jobs was going to take the Vikings to the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm doubling down on Dobbs.
Division?
The Vikings are going to win a playoff game.
Okay,
I'm
so hold on a minute.
Doubling down
so
on Dobbs.
So wait a minute. So it's just to put together, because you're weaving a tapestry here.
Of course.
On Overreaction
Absolutely.
Monday. They're not just mutually exclusive.
Well, I'm not just saying. I'm not just saying.
No, right. No, okay, you're putting everything together. So the Lions will be the one seed.
Yep.
So the Vikings will probably be the seventh seed. Or the sixth seed, and they're going to have to go on the road.
They're
going to have to go on the road to win a playoff game because the Lions you just put in is the one seed, which means they win their division.
Exactly.
So then the Vikings are going to have to go on the road and most likely have to beat Philadelphia or Dallas or San Francisco or they somehow sneak up into the five spot and take on Tampa.
Tampa or they go to the Saints.
So they got to get up to the five
seed. That's what I'm saying. And they're going to win that game. And Josh Dobbs is going to be a final eight quarterback.
I do love Josh Dobbs. How can we sit here and say no Josh Dobbs?
We can't.
The man's got no eyebrows and huge game.
Rich.
My God.
Justin Jefferson is coming back.
Oh, I love it.
They're won five in a row without him.
They have the longest win streak in the NFL right now.
Skull. Come on. Clap with me. Come on.
I'm not going to clap with you.
Come on.
I can't even move my arms. I just came off a plane for 11 hours.
Rich.
I mean, come on.
We're doubling down on Dobbs.
This is an overreaction. Come on, win a playoff game right now. You're going to sit here and say that to me right now?
Be on the right side of history.
Be on the right side of history?
I'm telling you right now.
All right, so then I'll tell you that you're right. You got it. You got me. When you put that heavy weight upon me like that, be on the right side of history.
I'm just saying. I'm trying
all right, what else you got?
I'm here for you. All right,
you got one last one?
Last one.
Well, that would have been a big finisher.
I know. I probably should have flip-flopped.
Okay.
Raider Nation.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce is going to be the Raiders coach next year.
Oh, I think that's a good, that's not an overreaction right now. I mean, there's so much between now and then, but.
Mark Davis is going to make the same mistake twice.
Yeah. Now that right there may be something that tilts the field in Pierce's favor.
Right.
Just the mere fact that.
Should have kept Bisaccia, probably.
They truly look like Ding Dong, the witch is dead. I mean, to see this locker room where they're smoking cigars and dancing and playing hoops right now, right? And that they're being themselves, and Pierce is clearly tapping into who these people are as men as well as players and what he can do to put them in the proper positions, the way he's talking about Spillane. I want to build my defense around him.
That guy was unbelievable.
And he's got Max Crosby up front. Like, he's clearly...
He got the practice players on the sideline.
Right.
Like, that's super cool.
He's dialed in a way. Bisaccia was dialed in, too.
He was.
And Mark Davis made the mistake
he went for the shiny object.
Right, in McDaniels, right? And so, where he handed the entire store off to him. With Pierce, you don't have to hand the entire store off to that coach. You don't have to do that. You see, you're going the opposite. That's what you always do when you hire a new coach. You go opposite of what you've just had.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pierce is checking a lot of boxes, including sweeping New York to start his career there. I would sit here right now. Obviously, there's a long way to go.
Oh, sure. They're going to Miami this week. They might get blasted. It's going to come back down to earth a little bit here in the next couple weeks.
Right.
But the vibes are there. Aiden O'Connell can play.
Just go 500, man. Go 500. And I think he gets the gig. And that would be great for him. You know,
it'd be awesome.
Because my first blush was like, okay, he's the interim head coach. I'd say, go get Lou Anarumo, who's a guy, who's another defensive guy who knows how to actually beat Mahomes. He's done it. Mm-hmm. He's going to potentially do it again this year, or just confuse him or make his life difficult, which is something the Raiders have not done yet. So I went in that direction. But now we've seen what Pierce has done over the first 2 weeks here. I don't think that's out of the realm. I'll buy that one. Right there. Very good.
Very good.
Well done.
Hey, Rich.
Okay.
Great job. We're back.
So what an espresso shot of hot takes. So now that we're all highly caffeinated, let's finish this show. I'm on a roll on this front. I have nailed the last 2 weeks.
I have yet to hit one.
Okay. So you go first. You tell me what are we going to be overreacting to next week
on
our pod?
Here's where I'm going.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, about 20 minutes ago, I literally just said the Browns are going to win the AFC North.
Okay.
Next week, I'm going to sit here and say the Steelers are going to win the AFC North.
Which means the Steelers are going to beat the Browns and
Steelers
go 7-3,
Browns.
And they've already beaten the Ravens.
Bengals, Thursday night, on the road, go to Baltimore, hand them a second straight loss, and now all these teams...
But you're saying we're going to still overreact to that, which means you kind of
need to
buy it.
Because the Steelers' offense is...
It's tough to watch.
It's tough to watch,
but
man.
They finish... They know how to finish
games. They had 200 yards on the ground last week. They had the combo going. Najee and Jaylen Warren were pounded, and Pickett does just enough to win these games.
They should just make Pickett think that the first quarter is the fourth.
How can we do that?
Is
there like a Men in Black type thing
make
reverse
flash
time,
it? I don't know. I have no idea. So my future overreaction to finish up this show is to go back a little bit to what you just said. I do believe the Raiders going on the road for the first time with Antonio Pierce, they're going into a spot. It's very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Miami Dolphins coming off of their bye week.
Mm.
And it looks like Devin Achane may be back for that game, which means they will be full strength. They'll be full strength in their secondary. They'll be full strength in their running back room.
Okay.
And so my final prediction is that the Raiders' new hopes were fun while they lasted. will be the overreaction.
Okay, that's fun.
This one is a tough assignment for Vegas.
Tough.
This is a very, very tough assignment for Vegas. And they may get totally run over.
They might get smoked.
By the Miami Dolphins. Again, coming off of a bye and all that business. But the Las Vegas Raiders, and you know, they've got Kansas City at home as well before their bye.
That's what I mean.
So I think there's going to be that sense of like, okay, weeks. They just got curb stomped right. in Miami, and up here comes Mahomes. So, and then their bye, that's going to be a tough one. But I don't think this is the end of the Raiders. I think that they're going to be in some conversation about a wild card spot towards December. They'll be in that seventh and final playoff spot race, despite what I think is coming their way.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you can't underestimate the culture change and the vibe change. These guys look like they're having so much fun the last two weeks, and that, you know, that matters. That carries over.
Good job, sir.
Good to see you, bud.
I am back. We'll be back on the Rich Eisen Show all week long. I am done with my European tours and walkabouts. I am done. D-O-N-E. So now it's time for me to go to sleep. But please, Overreaction Monday, every single Monday, wherever your podcasts. In these chairs, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask for What the Football on Tuesday. Their guests in studio.
Oh.
I can't wait to see him walk in the door.
Wow.
Marshall Faulk, 2-8, Pro Football Hall of Famer, will be with them in person on Tuesday for the next edition of What the Football. Please go ahead and subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts for them as well. For Chris Brockman, I'm Rich Eisen, and everyone here, adios. Auf Wiedersehen.